An Oregon state judge ruled yesterday that Multnomah County officials must stop issuing same-sex marriage licenses until the state legislature or a higher court decides the issue. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Terry Cochran and her partner are among 3,000 or so gay couples to pay $60 for a marriage license in Multnomah County. They drove 6 hours from their home on the South Oregon coast, not knowing they'd be the last same-sex couple to get a license to marry in Oregon.
We were filling out our application, and a gentleman walked up, and he said, "Have you heard the news?" We knew right then that it was not good. We bustled on in here and found out that they were still issuing them. They had not been told yet to stop.
But within minutes of issuing Cochran's license, Multnomah County complied with a judge's order and put an end to the 7-week-old policy of sanctioning the marriages of gays and lesbians. Judge Frank Bearden ruled in a lawsuit brought by the ACLU and gay rights groups. He agreed with them that same-sex couples must be granted the same legal benefits that heterosexual married partners receive. He cited Vermont's civil unions law, approved by state lawmakers there in 2000. At the same time, Judge Bearden did not toss out Oregon's marriage law entirely, and he ordered a timeout. That pleased Kelly Clark, an attorney for the Oregon Defense of Marriage Coalition, an anti-gay marriage group.
He is saying some of the very same things we have been saying since the beginning, which is stop, let's get this sorted out, let's get it up to the courts, let's get a piece of this to the legislature, and let's have a reasoned, dignified public debate about these issues.
But gay rights advocates also declared victory with the judge's ruling because he ordered the state of Oregon to accept the same-sex marriage licenses already issued. Roe Thorpe with the group Basic Rights Oregon says Oregon is the first state to do that, even if Multnomah County has ended the policy for now.
What makes today different from yesterday is that a judge has ruled that 3,000 marriages between same-sex couples must be recognized by the state of Oregon. The stay is temporary. The recognition is permanent.
But Thorpe is also critical of Judge Bearden's endorsement of civil unions. Gay rights groups see those legal contracts as second class to marriages. But State Attorney General Hardy Myers is pleased with the decision. He argued that denying marriage to gay couples probably violates the state constitution's ban on discrimination. But spokesman Kevin Neely says the judge agreed with Myers that the decision should be left to the legislature.
We really do think that the policymakers that are elected by the people should be making policy. And this opinion clearly affords the legislature an opportunity to take a closer look at this.
Judge Bearden ordered state lawmakers to come up with a policy on equal partner benefits within 90 days of its next meeting. A special session has been scheduled for June, but it's unclear how lawmakers will respond to this decision. If they fail to act according to the 90-day timeline, gay marriages can resume in Multnomah County. With the issue in Oregon on hold for the time being, the next venue for gay couples wanting to wed is Massachusetts. Courts there have ordered the state to begin issuing licenses to same-sex couples next month. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.